Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, yeah, make it do what it do.
And we're going to make this thing do what it do, and that's what it's all about. It's awesome to be here before you. We had an awesome hour at 1 o'clock. We had a chance to kind of talk about some things related to a relationship, transforming grown, mentally strong women to mature women. We talked about that today. Now, tonight, we have the same opportunity. We're going to focus on relationships. Would you compromise your happiness for the success of a relationship? This is the Dr. Lowe Show, and I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith. We're on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, formerly known as the Smith Way Production. We're airing at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We want you to be a part of this show because Dr. Lowe Show is the real relationship show with no filters. We don't hold back. We want to come to you hard. We're going to come to you correct because that's what it's all about. We're going to take this opportunity to allow you to get the call-in number so you can call in and be a part of this show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be a part of the show. I'm going to repeat that again. That's 347-857-4192. 419 Fresh One. I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'll ask you to give your location, then come with your expertise. If you want to be a part of the show by going to the web link, you can. www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can go to @SmithWayProduction, or you can check us out at @DrLowe Show with the number 1. You can tune in on Instagram. We have a couple people join us slowly, and it's all right. We'd be glad to have you. It's a blessing. You can go to Beta Phi Sigma Rainbow number 10, and you can be a part. We are partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, trying to get the word out. We have a vision, but we're going to allow you to have a voice. This is a vessel to be able to share what you need to share. Also, we are aired time to time on Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, 15, which is Instagram as well, or Lorenza D. Smith, 15. You have an opportunity just to be a part of what we're doing here. We thank you so much. Now, if you want to email the show, you have that opportunity. You can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio @gmail.com or Lorenza D. Smith 15 @gmail.com. Again, I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. So glad to be before you. See, we're excited about having the opportunity to share some things with you through this vehicle. We're excited because WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers all over the world, particularly in the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Because being able to have the word out, we're so glad that to be able to take that route where we're able to test individuals on the North American continent first, then we expand out to other countries who plan to partner. We thank you. God is so good. It's a blessing. Now, we're also being broadcast on Facebook. We have 2 devices tonight. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to be able to join us so I can see your name so I can give you that shout out like we need to make sure we do. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. And you can be a part of this. You can be watching us live. I see we have 1 individual now. They got the eye on us. Thank you so much. Your name hasn't popped up yet, but we know you're there. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. That's what it's all about, getting the word out. And it's through our various shows that we have. And we're so thankful. See, people don't realize when God bless you with an opportunity to come before and do his work. I'm the one that volunteered to let me do your work, God. That's it. God said through a vision in 2017, you need to have a vessel to get the word out. So I'm so excited to be able to have this vessel through the network. We started off just being on Blog Talk Radio to the point where now we're our own internet talk radio station. And God is so good. Thank you, Lord, so much for being good to us just for a little while longer. So we got an awesome show, as I said earlier. The title is, Would You Compromise Your Happiness for the Success? We have several people that join us from time to time as co-hosts. Let me give them that shout out because it's all about that. Being myself, the relationship guru, have to have awesome people that take the time that want to share their thoughts. We're going to give a shout out to this young man, and I know he's not going to be here tonight because he texted me earlier over in the state of Texas. That's Dallas, Texas. He is a pastor over there. We call him Doctor. That's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. Joining him, a young lady who put boots on the ground in Oakland, California. None other than owning my own truth, Peter Robinson, the founder of Owning My Own Truth. There we have an awesome two young ladies that join us. That's Sherita Duncan. She's an author. She's a life coach. She's also the owner of a semi-professional team. She's one of the several semi-professional teams. The River Region General has been one of the teams. We say congratulations. I know recently she received an award for making a difference in the River Region. Congratulations to you, Coach Duncan, and keep doing the things you do. And last but not least, to join us from time to time is Christine Thomas. Sometimes we call her Christine Walters. She's the more or less our host, and I'm the co-host with us on our Sunday show on the third Sunday, Tell the Truth. Christine Walters, thank you so much for joining us from time to time and have an opportunity tonight and you able to get to somewhere, a facility, or get to a place you can be online calling, because we want to hear from each and every one of you all. And I know Brother Pratt will be here, but Sister Robinson, if you get a chance, as well as Sister Duncan and Sister Walters, give us a holler. So we can have a real awesome show tonight. And as I said, we planned it to the max. We wanted to make sure the format touched on some things that will help you understand whether or not you will compromise or concede your happiness. See, happiness is important. See, we can talk about all this other stuff, but you have to be happy. I knew I was in a relationship, and I was not happy. And I informed that individual that I'm unhappy. We need to make some changes. We need to do something so we can bring back that joy and happiness that needed for us to be successful. However, we can say that we still have a good friendship. But sometimes you have to make a decision. So are you going to compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? You can think about that. You can determine how you would do that. So we want to really talk about some things that relate to. You know, first of all, what is a relationship between success, or what is the relationship between success and happiness? People confuse that. And we want you to understand, don't confuse that. Happiness should be a goal that you should work toward to accomplish. Success is also a goal, but it's a tribute to your individual effort. So in essence, or with a group, you have to look at what is the difference. Again, happiness is usually an attribute of an individual, whereas success can be a tribute to an individual or to a group. Happiness is the goal that many people work for. See, we all try to work for that success. We aspire for that. We always talk about putting the work in. Any relationship, you have to put the work in. Some people don't want to put the work in. They think it should come automatic. But those are the people you have to ask, what is your goals in this relationship? You need to develop goals in that relationship so you can be successful. Are you ready to sacrifice your happiness? Then again, are you ready to sacrifice your happiness or compromise it in this relationship? As we look at things that also relate to happiness, happiness is the ultimate goal of everybody in the sound of my voice. It's because it's important to what we call our decision-making process. If we make decisions, we want the results to, in return, will give you happiness. If the decision brings you back sadness, if the decision don't allow you to be successful, sometimes you have to ask yourself, did I make the right choice. See, happiness comes from the choices that you make in life. Success comes from the choices you make in life. So we ask, what is the relationship between the two? See, happiness is usually falls in line with an individual, whereas success is attributed to an individual and a group. So in life, in a relationship, am I ready to compromise happiness? Or are you ready to do that? Ask yourself that, because I truly believe if I want to be successful in life, my personal life has to be filled with joy, peace, and happiness. If I'm on the job, I got to be happy enough to go to that job every day. If I'm in a school, I want to be happy going to that school. If I'm in the church, I want to be happy going to that church. Come on now, if you kind of understand where I'm going with this. Happiness is very important to our success, our ability to do things that we want to do in life. See, we work extremely hard. We give all our efforts to get that ultimate goal, which is to be successful or have the outcome of successful. But we want to be happy when we're succeeding. We don't want to be walking around with our lips hanging down long. We don't want to walk around with a frown on our face. We can't be happy because it shows me that you have stress in your heart. And we don't want that stress in your life. So you have to keep in mind that you have to do things, make choices that brings about a smile on your face. Make choices that brings about joy in your life. As they tell you throughout life, don't let no one steal your joy. Pema said it again, don't let anyone steal your joy. Because if you allow them to steal your joy, you won't be happy. You won't be at peace. We got to keep that in mind. So when we try to relate the two, they do relate. One of the differences that makes the two, happiness and success, different, most of the time, happiness is all about an individual internal self. You know, I want to be happy inside out. I don't know about you, but I want you to understand that you're required to satisfy your inner self. In return, it will glow from your body. And your outer self will project how happy you are. Now, success brings about happiness. Success can be an individual thing, or it can be a group thing. What do you want it to be? It's up to you. You can be a part of the show as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll distinctly ask you for your location if you choose to give that, or your name, and then offer you a comment on the relationship between success and happiness. See, let's continue to talk about happiness. See, when you're talking about happiness, you're thinking about the idea of a positive effect on your life. See, it's a hallmark of well-being. It also gives you the ability to have desirable characteristics. That's what happiness brings about. It also brings about resources. It also brings about successful correlation with everything we ask in life. And the bottom line is happiness. So what's your desire? What do you want? Do you want happiness? Do you want to spend time succeeding in things in life that you set forth and choose to do? See, the thing about, we talk about, this talk show, that I started out of this network of this radio station, started off as a business, but there were several people, truly, truly, believe it or not, say you will not succeed in what you're doing. But you know, there's one thing about it. I made a choice towards success. I made a choice where I could be happy. I enjoy every day being able to share my vision. Allow your voice to speak to me through the network. That brings about her happiness. And on top of that, that is success. Because if I'm successful, you're successful. And that's what it's all about. And through that happiness, we're going to take this opportunity to share with you. See, God is awesome. He led us through a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let me kind of share this. You know, we're blessed. We're able to begin to sow a seed. We're asking you to allow us to sow a seed in your life. We're asking you to send me your cash out. And this radio station will sow a seed in your life. On top of that, by you sending your cash out, and we sow a seed, we're also going to take your cash out and put it in the raffle. We have a raffle we'll be giving away on May 31st and June 30th. It's two trips. One of them will be given out in the first raffle. It's a 3-day and 2-night to Atlanta or Orlando. We will take care of the hotel as well as the taxi. We just ask you to create your own means of travel and be prepared to feed yourself. We're wrapping it all based on the cash apps that come in. So we're going to sow a seed with the cash app, then put it in the raffle, in the barrel, spin the barrel, then we're going to select on May 31st, our first person to win the first trip. And then on June 30th, we come back, whatever the trip left, if you select as a winner to go to Orlando, then Atlanta be the next trip. So we want you, that's both of them are three days and two nights. I'm trying to give you an extra one. 3 days and two nights. Check it out. We want you to be a part of this. Take time and send me your cash out. If you have a problem, you can't get it through Instagram or Facebook, DM me. Email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You can use Facebook, which is BRL Diablo Smith, and DM me. If you want to send a message to me, let me know so we can continue to disperse those seeds of joy, seeds of peace, and seeds of happiness. That's what we ask. Then we'll put you in the big pot to win one of the trips that's offered on the 31st, on the second one on the 30th of June. That's the 31st of May and the 30th of June. See, God is so good. He's blessing us in many ways. Let's get back to really focusing on what our title is all about. Would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? Let's look at what compromise means in regards to your happiness. See, to compromise is to make concessions in one's life in order to appease a set of standards. See, you cannot compromise in your life if you don't have standards. First of all, see, your standards are so important. And your fundamental principles are so important. So what you have to do is make sure you can identify what standards that you have and what's your fundamental principle. So you can say, I'm going to compromise this in this relationship. The relationship is all about compromising your happiness. So if you don't have the standards, or even have a personal desire that you must fulfill, you will not understand how compromise relates to happiness. But we want you to see the ways that you can pursue and carry out your personal desires so you can be happy. You can't compromise in a situation and still be happy. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. It's so important that you understand that you're able to compromise in life for happiness. As we look for at the way individuals pursue or compromise their happiness, we always have to keep in mind that individuals often pursue their happiness through means of disregarding social and family expectations. In order to achieve their happiness, why they individually compromise the happiness through complete self-match. See, I'm going to say that again. Individuals often pursue their happiness through means of disregarding social and family expectations in order to achieve happiness. While most individuals compromise that happiness through completing similar tasks. See how that is related. See, to compromise in your relationship to achieve happiness is to make concessions in one's life. I said that earlier when we was talking about the comparison between happiness and success. You're going to appease a set of standards rather than pursuing a personal desire. It is often the case that an individual seeking to fulfill their happiness overlooks society and family ideas. So you are led to create an accidental path of unhappiness. Now the question is, you appease a certain standard and forget about making sure that you follow some fundamental principle. If you are not able to identify what your fundamental principles are, you're not going to be able to achieve the happiness and success that you desire. Sometimes you're going to jeopardize your true aspiration trying to meet what society says, trying to meet with some family expectation. You have to understand that when you work to succeed and be successful and happy, that gives you that feeling of success, gives you an opportunity to move forward. See, everything comes with pressure. In a relationship, you might be asked, would you compromise your fundamental principles and your standards to be happy in this relationship? You have to ask yourself that. Are you scared? It's all right to be a little scared, because compromising based on your happiness and success can take you away from your normal. Some of us don't want to leave the normal. We're in some challenging times now. We're to the point where we're asked to deal with a health crisis that's been going on for a year and a few months. And we have protocols. Some people don't want to follow the protocol. They don't want to wear a mask. They don't want to stay 6 feet. They don't want to make sure sometimes stay at home. They don't want to wash their hands. And they're making choices between the vaccination. But we have to understand that sometimes we have to compromise so we can be happy. And if we're happy, we can be successful. We ask the question, would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give your location or your name and offer your expertise. We want to give a shout-out to these two businesses who take the time to invest in what we're doing. We want to give a shout-out to McKenzie and Associates, shopping on wheel for home products. If you want to purchase things that this organization have, this business have, you can give the contact person a call. The contact person is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and the number is 770-473-6291. That's McKenzie and Associates, and that's Shopping All Wheels for Home Products. Check them out. Also, if you need some transportation needs, we ask you to contact King Transportation Services, the owner, Lyndon King Sanders, out of West Alabama. Not only do trips in West Alabama, he do trips in many places. Give him a call. He can provide you with your transportation service. And the number is 205-454-8157. I want to thank those individuals that's also joining us. I'm going to give them a wave in a minute. We have, and I'm working on my glasses to make sure I can see this, the real Key Racing. Thank you so much. As well as C. Renee. Thank you, C. Renee. Remember, Staytel 580 Sports Incorporated. Thank you for taking time for being a part of this. God, it's so good to have you join us, all of you all, from time to time, if being on a regular basis. Thank you so much. Let's look at compromise in a relationship. We're going to talk about some things that you may have to be in with instead of breaking. In a relationship, compromise is a bridge you may need to cross in any relationship, whether it's a family relationship, whether it's a friendship, or in a romantic relationship, or just hanging partners. We're just hanging together. To easily compromise your relationship or there before you. I'm going to give you a few of those tips you have to watch out for. Some of those tips are, and they are considered to be easier compromise. Take the long view. You say, what are you talking about, Doc? Take the long view. Take a step back from the situation. Take a step back and look at the situation. See, that way you can understand whatever compromise you're willing to do, you'll have a more clarity to it. I always used to do when I was a principal and had a student may have been in an altercation, and I bring them to my office. I have them sit first outside, making sure they're supervised. And when I bring them in my office, I always tell them this is the domain that they gave to me. You're going to come in, you're going to be quiet, and you're going to listen. I'm going to run this show here. And I'm going to secretly tell you all, I want you to take about 7 seconds to think about what you're about to tell me. Because I'm going to hear both sides of the story. And then I'm going to give you my conclusion to it, as well as whatever the consequences goes along with it. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to give you due process. Sometimes we have to make decisions. They may have to compromise what we normally do. And when you listen to both individuals, you always tell them, set the rules. See, that's what you have to do in a relationship. When you're talking about steps to easily compromising and making compromises in your relationship is that you have to be able to understand. Sometimes you have to take a step back. You can't out-talk them. We talk about relationship and healthy relationship. Some of the things that's so important to making sure you able to communicate may lead sometime to compromise. One of the things is listening. See, I tell you, a lot of our relationships suffer and don't have happiness and can't be successful because the person you're with won't listen to you. He don't or she don't understand what you're going through. She has to take a step back so they can hear what you're saying. They have to actually listen to what you are articulating to them. The next thing is put on another parachute. You know, there's a song in one of the artists said, walk in my shoes. See, you don't know what I'm going through until you walk in my shoes. And it's impossible to walk in my shoes. But that's what you have to do in a relationship. You have to realize what that person is going through. So you have to put on another pair of shoes. So put your feet in their shoes. Don't always walk around and say, this is what I will do. You don't know the circumstances that that person may be going through and the things they're dealing with. So put on their shoes so you can see the perspective of your partner. Don't always run around here and think you know it all. See, if you put yourself in their place, you have an opportunity to expand your emotional intelligence and your capacity for empathy when you put yourself in somebody else's shoes. See, that is not hard. You have to take time. Now, the call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lowe, the relationship guru. We're talking about would you compromise your happiness for the success of a relationship. The next thing, we want to make sure we understand. These are steps to make sure you have to compromise what are the things you need to do. The thing about third place wins. Somebody said, what you talking about, Doc? See, your choice doesn't need to be first place to win all the time. See, you don't have to score the touchdown in the relationship all the time. I always tell people, be very careful about keeping score. See, I'm a one-up here. See, that means you try to win the game. See, that relationship is not a game. See, it's all right not to be in first, and sometimes it's all right not to be in second. Because in a relationship, you have to take that step back. You have to be able to listen to them, and you have to understand that you still can win the war. See, it may take many battles to win the war. So if you understand that third place is still winning because you took time to hear what that person have to say. You say, you know, it's all about some people focus on first choice to win. It ain't about first choice. Sometimes it's about the best choice. And too many times we truly forget about that. The fourth thing, and it's simply where you work on the emotional and the mental state. Talk about trusting your body and using some exercises, yoga being one of them, to relax your body and your mind. See, flexibility is important. See, the statement is yoga for the body and the mind. We're talking about in a relationship where you know you may need to compromise is you have to be flexible. Flexibility is really important. So the question asks, would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? I talked about earlier, happiness and success. Happiness deals with individual internal self. Success deals with the actions of the external part of yourself may involve the individual, may involve a group. So are you ready to compromise for happiness and the success of your relationship? See, we have to understand that when you allow yourself to relax and be flexible. That means I'm going to hear what you have to say. I'm going to take time and I'm going to think about it. Because if I don't listen to you, that action is detrimental to a relationship. The next thing is meeting on the middle ground. See, people got to realize the issues that come up when you compromise a relationship gonna require you to hear each other, connect, and create a shared approach. If you don't have a shared approach in a relationship, you will never be able to enjoy the happiness you ask for. We say you have to compromise. And let's look at these shared approaches that will help you to meet in the middle so you can be successful in this relationship. We call them pretty much they're compromising relationship, but there are some issues that comes out of you compromising. Let me tell you the things that won't allow you to connect and create shared approaches. Money, money, money. Finances are a major cause and a major issue of contention in a relationship. See, we get caught up in the differences, which are differences in spending and saving. See, everybody's habit is not the same. So keep in mind that money will be where you are required to compromise on. When the issue come up, be ready to compromise, because if you don't, you won't be happy, and the relationship will not be successful. See, when you're living together with somebody, you have to consider compromising. Everything won't be your way. Everything is not how you think it should be. Sometimes things require shared approach. See, another issue that comes up that eventually you will have to compromise on is your language of love. Come on now, let me click on these individuals over here to give them the right shout out. I tell you, they've been on a little too long. I can't hit them like I need to hit them. But you, thank you so much for joining each and every one. Language of love. Do you know your language of love? I'm asking you, do you know your language of love? See, they talk about the five languages of love. I know that I'm a physical person. I like touching. See, one of them is physical touch. I know what I like. You know what you like as well. You might like receiving gifts. You just so caught up in some things that makes you comfortable, gifts might be it. But if you receive gifts, you got to be willing to give gifts. So when we talk about the language of love, see, we have to communicate with that person and ask them, what is your way you communicate love? See, that's the way you put it. Don't ask them about the language of love, because that'll make them go pick up the phone and Google the language of love. Ask them, how do you communicate love? See, you have to understand what your partner and what their feelings are. You need to ask them. Some people say you need to kind of wait a while when you first get into a relationship to ask those tough questions. No, ask them tough questions early, so you'll kind of know, especially about your language of love. That way you know you have to compromise, or you choose not to compromise. You will have a choice at that point. See, understanding the individual language of love allows you to communicate in a way how your partner understands and is meaningful to them. See, that's what's important, knowing what your language, your love language is and how to accomplish it in a relationship. The next thing that you may have to compromise, calendar clashes. See, you may have some things that you want to do, may not fit what they want to do. When you're in a relationship, you have to understand there's going to be other people that you have to realize will help focus, help you work on a balance. See, you have to strike a balance when you're dealing with a calendar. First of all, between your friends, your family, fitness, and entertainment. You might can't be in the club every Friday night. You might need to take your significant other, your wife, your spouse. You might have to take your life partner out on that Friday night. You have to strike a balance. And you have to communicate that to each other. So if you allow your calendar clash to be the end of your relationship, let me tell you, that's going to be a problem. That's going to really be a problem. See, people don't understand that because I want to do this and you don't want to do this can be the end of a relationship. See, you have to be able to compromise. If you want to do something, we have to make sure I'm willing to compromise. I'm leaning on right now, and I see that Renee has something. She mentioned like cooking for someone. See, people have to realize that that could be a clash. If they want you to cook all the time, that can create a problem. Sometimes you like for your significant other, your spouse, to cook for you. It's okay. I get excited. I pretty much on a certain diet that I don't eat much cooked food or fried food during the week, or either a baked or broiled. I normally do salads. And on Sunday, I decided to do this dish I have. I get some cabbage. I do some bell peppers, all different colors. I do some onions. I'll get some type of meat and put it in there and put a little special sauce on there, put it in the oven. And I tell you, I don't mind doing that because that's what I would like, because I have to do because the people do for me. Sometimes you do for yourself, you'll do for others. So it becomes a clash if you don't schedule things right, even with the cooking. Don't have her cooking because she said that's what she's supposed to do. Sometimes you're becoming crack up the ball. Sometimes you have to come and put something on the eye, man, on the stove, and let it get hot. See, you can't be afraid of opening up because sometimes you got to compromise. So would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? Ask yourself that. The next one that's going to create a challenge when you come to compromise in a relationship, sexual time. See, the world goes around you in a relationship, you're your spouse, significant others, and almost said your life partner, you have to understand sexual time is important. See, some individuals thrive on emotional connection, and they take that physical connection to boost up their emotional connection. So you can't get to the point where you are not willing to see that time, the sexual time, is just important to the success of that relationship. See, a mature woman wants you to love her and love on her. That's what a mature woman wants. We talked about a mature woman today. So it's important that if you don't focus and have that time set up where you get emotional and physically involved and you want to be touchy feeling and you want to make love to that person, I can tell you that's going to be a problem that you're going to have to compromise for love. So as we look at these things, the four issues that comes up you may see in life, I'll ask you to come up with your answer how you're going to deal with each one of those. Because if you're in a relationship, you're going to have to compromise if you're not willing to deal with it. If you said, my money, my money, my money. Come on. When you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage and you got a spouse there. And even the people who maybe have a life partner, you can say, my money, my money. They're going to say, our money. Too many times I watch these court shows that comes on, and they talk about people that live and cohabitating together, and they've been living like they in a marriage, and then they come and want to break up. Well, I spent this on that, and most times the judge said, well, you was living like you were married, so everything y'all put together, it was 50-50. Don't let the money make you compromise. Don't let the love language make you compromise. Don't have a clash with your calendar causing you to compromise. Don't let your sexual time cause you to compromise. And that's what it's all about. We got to look at the call-in number. It's 347-857-4292. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship. I'm asking you that and want you to be an awesome part of that. And I'll tell you, this is what it's all about. You can share your thoughts. When you dial in and press 1, I will make sure I call out the 4 digits of your cell number, and then I'll ask you to offer your location as well as your comments or your expertise. Finally, we want to look at deal breakers. See, ask yourself, what is your deal breaker? Before I move forward, I want you, if you hadn't sent me your cash out, send me your cash out in a form, in a way, whatever media you're working through, because I am sowing a seed, and I want to sow a seed in your life. Send me your cash out, and once we sow that seed, we're going to take that cash out that you send with your name on it or your handle and put it in a basket or put it in a bowl or whatever, and we're going to raffle it off. We're giving away 2 trips. On May the 31st, we're going to have the first raffle. It's a 3-day, 2-night to Atlanta or Orlando. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. We ask you to take care of your travel and your meals. Your name from the cash app will go into the raffle so we can raffle y'all for that first trip. Then our second trip is on June 30th. And we're going to wrap off that second part of that trip. If you win the first and you select to go to Orlando, then the second one we're going to have to go to Atlanta. 3 days and 2 nights. Hotel and taxes taken care of. Your travel and eats is your responsibility. Send me a cash out so we can make sure you receive a seed from BSW, Internet Talk Radio, and Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith, and also put your name into the map. All right, last thing we want to talk about, as I said, deal breakers. You got to understand that any compromise on mere fundamental is a surrender. But it is all give and not take. Gandhi said this many years ago. Mahatma Gandhi said, all compromise, this is not Gandhi, this is me, all compromise is based on, again, give and take. But there can't be give and take with some fundamentals. Think about that. As he said, all compromise are mere fundamentals. Is a surrender, but it is all given and no take. All compromise is based on give and take. That's what we're talking about in a relationship. Are you willing to compromise happiness for the success of the relationship? That means you got to give and you got to take. But you cannot be giving and taking on fundamentals. Just remember that. Your fundamental principles, you can't give and take on that. But you can give and take on those situations that comes up, dealing with money, dealing with your love language, dealing with a calendar clash, or dealing with your second time. You can give and take on that. That's the compromise. We also got to remember these are the deal breakers that actually come into play. Some people have to make serious decisions. I'm going to ask you to think about them and make a decision. One of the deal breakers, just a little respect. You should always be treated with respect in a relationship. You don't ever be in a relationship and you're being disrespected. Not just a little bit, not a lot. See, you have to remember, I just want a little respect. See, if you give me that respect, I'm asking for. This relationship can grow and prosper to its greatest point. And that point is happiness, is what I desire. See, we are both equally valid to the point that we have to give space sometimes. We have to give the space so we can engage our relationship to a dynamic space. See, you have to give a little bit. So respect is the number one thing that can shatter your relationship. It's actually the tie that binds. Simply saying that you are brought together, and through your ties with each other, you have to make sure that you're able to communicate not only to the people that you call the boys or the fellows or the girls or the queens or the kings. You have to remember that you're bound together through a social network with your close family and your friends. So the ties that bind. We have to always remember that if we're not able to agree mutually on what's going on in regards to our family, even going to events or going to outings or having them at our home, then it becomes a deal breaker. Face value. I'm going to take you on face value. Our core values and beliefs are the principal touch points we use on our elementary level to map out the routes of life. Every route I take through life, I truly use my beliefs and my values. So truly, truly face value. I'm going to take you on face value. And that's what it's all about. The next thing, future you. Do we have a future? Ask your partner, do you have a future? This is something you can talk about very early. And how you begin to map that out. You sit down and you talk about your goals in a relationship. Sit down, you have a conversation about what are some of the things that you don't like. See, you sit down and talk about exactly what you want out of this relationship or life. Now, I said earlier, it's a goal, but you got to say, what do you want? What are you here for? Why you want to be with me? See, that's what's important. You have to work on your future. Too many times, individuals don't want to work on their future. They don't want to work on their goals. They just want to roll with the punches. I'm telling you, don't let yourself roll with the punches. Have a future set of goals that you want to accomplish in a relationship. Make sure you aspire to reach those goals. There's a young lady, Latay Pickett, has a group and I call my ministry Inspire to Inspire. So is that you? In this relationship, do you want to be able to inspire that individual? Because the future is your journey. It's your journey through life together. You should both support the best for future you. If your future is undermined, don't give up. Don't give up. For the sake of the relationship. Because if you hadn't planned to succeed, it's hard to be successful. So let's make sure we plan to succeed in our relationship. We always have to keep in mind, we can't never tell that person in your relationship, it's my way or the highway. I'm going to say it again. It's my way or the highway. That is not the most accommodating attitude. If your future is with that person, it's going to be where you have to compromise so you can be successful. And in the process of compromising for success, you will be happy. So would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? I ask you to think about that. It's awesome coming before you. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors again. That's McKinsey and Associates. You can check them out. That's Shopping on Wheels for Home Products. Contact number 770-473-6291, and you will be communicating with the owner, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Then if you got some travel needs, give a shout and call if you want to call it that, a shout or holler at my good man, Lyndon King Sanders, of King Transportation Services. He's located in West Alabama, but he can provide service needs no matter where you are. He'll give you your transportation and provide your transportation needs. And if you need to contact King Sanders, the number is 205-454-8157. It's been awesome. Thank each and every one of you all and take time to be a part of the show. I want to give a shout out to those individuals. Actually, I can see their contact information. Let's not forget, let's get your Cash App in, whether you're doing it through Instagram, Facebook, or just emailing me to get your Cash App so we can sow a seed in your life. Give a shout out to C. Renee. C. Renee, thank you so much. Rim of Zeta Vardina Suwan Incorporated. She's always interacting when she's a part of this. Thank you so much. Also, shout out to the real, got to make sure I see the real Key Gracie. Thank you so much for joining us, as well as Miss Bush EDS. Thank you for joining us. It's been awesome. I will tell you, God is so good. He has blessed us for another day. And what we're going to do, we're going to continue to grind and do what we're doing. I want you to be focusing on hashtag responsible. Focus on hashtag one life matter. That's why it's important. Even if you've had the vaccine, you stay out of places that lack the ventilation. Because COVID-19 lives in places like that. Even if you think they're most comfortable places, may not be the right way. We want you to make sure you stay 6 feet. We want you to remember, even though some of the measures and requirements and regulations being relaxed, you're still required to wear that mask. Let's make sure you wash your hands. And last but not least, if you don't need to be out, I know everybody want to get back to normalcy or get back to norm. We will not go back to 2019. our new norm will allow you to do some things different than we actually expect you. Because we want you to be around with your family members. We want you to tell your family members that you love them. Be able to give them a hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Because it's all about us having an awesome time when we come on this broadcast, each one of these networks. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all joining me. If I didn't call out your name, I want you to know, thank you so much. God is so good. It's been awesome tonight. So just remember, would you compromise your happiness for the success of a relationship? Everybody take care of yourself. We'll see you back on here Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll take up phase two of transforming grown, mentally strong women to a mature woman. And that's what it's all about. It's been awesome. As we close out, I want to make sure I give y'all this awesome shout that I did. I want you to remember the three L's. Live, learn, and let go. Your life can be successful. It's up to you. God is so good. He has blessed us to see another day. And as we close out, always want to tell you, I love you, and I thank you for that. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That's Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Check us out. We will be continuing to transform grown, mentally strong women to a mature woman. Good night, and we'll talk with you then. California.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your